I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. A group of students from Lyndon Institute will meet their unlikely hero tomorrow, Garrison Keillor, host, of course, of the Prairie Home Companion. The kids did their own version of the public radio variety show earlier this year, then they sent Keillor a copy. And as VPR Charlotte Albright reports, he invited them to a rehearsal and to one of his own shows.
Last January, during what the Institute calls J-Term, fine arts teacher Suzanne Norwood wanted students to collaborate on a project that would showcase their talents. But she wasn't sure digital natives would want to listen to, much less imitate, a throwback to old-time radio variety shows.
Because the hardest thing was understanding the format of the show. And so the next day I came back and we worked on it a little bit more. And honestly, by the third day of J-Term, they were flying.
Flying, for example, with satirical advertisements like the ones that punctuate Keillor's program.
5 out of 4 doctors recommend that breathing is good for your health. And the 5th doctor fell unconscious because he lacked oxygen. So maybe it's time for you to get the boost of the air you need. Now, introducing O2 to you, the new 100% canned air.
Caleb Genro, who narrates that spoof, mastered a skill Prairie Home Companion fans have come to expect: sound effects.
All right, so this is a chicken. This is one of my favorites.
The Lyndon Home Companion writing team came up with skits about life in the Northeast Kingdom, including one about funny accents. There was a News from Lake Willoughby monologue. The show also featured this piano solo by Michaela Roy. One of the young writers, Cody Ann Brown, is from Jamaica. So for her, a Prairie Home Companion was totally unfamiliar.
I didn't know what it was at first. I never heard it before. But I think one of the things I learned is that there's a lot of ways you can entertain somebody.
Early in their project, Keillor gave them a few tips. Writing is the hard part, he wrote to them, because you want to write a show that's fun to perform, not have fun writing a show that is miserable to perform. Now they will get to meet the famous guy who gave them that advice and apparently thinks they followed it. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.